I was face guard. It was like one of my first times being like fully
up in your face
guard, whole game. And like, you know, I will say I probably wasn't in like tip top shape that I could have been. So, you know, ever since then I was like, all right, like now I just got to get it together.
No more.
I was like, no more like of this, you know.
What are your workouts like? What do you do?
So my 5 a.m. is, I run 3 miles just to start, and then I go down and I lift for 45 minutes. It's pretty up tempo, you know, quick.
Get a nice sweat in when you lift it?
Oh yeah. I'm a big, like, I wear like a sweatshirt, long sleeve, winter hat. Like, I don't like I cover. Yeah, like I cover myself. Like, I don't want, you know, I don't like to talk to people when I work
completely
out either.
Focused, just doing.
Yeah,
your thing.
And at 5 a.m. there's not many people there, so it's good.
Like, headset like in and all that, and just certain
just
tunes rolling,
dialed in. But and then I go to school. Well, then I went to school. And then after school, I went to my speed and strength coach, Revolution Athletics, which is, I think, the best speed place in New York.
Totally working on speed.
So yeah, well, it's speed and strength. But yeah, I would be there for 2 hours. I'd do an hour of speed, hour of lifting again. And then every Tuesday and Thursday, we would have practice for 2 hours where I would go and, you know,
do your practice.
Do my stuff.
All right, at Syracuse, are you doing the same routine, or what are you doing here?
If you can talk to Michelle and try to fix some of my 8 a.m. classes and classes that go to 8:30, I would be all in. But yeah, school is a little in the way of that, so I've had to change it up a bit. So you know, I wake up. I mean, I'm still up pretty early. I'm still up at like 6:30, 7. You know, yeah. I got class at 8, and the bus on South Campus always isn't the nicest, so I always got to stand out there for a bit waiting for a bus. But yeah, I mean, I work out before practice now, and a little bit after, so I can get it in, you know.
All right, let's get it going. Let's talk about consistent defense. The one thing that is separating SU from really returning to its usual place atop the college ranks. What is Gary doing to keep working on the defense and get you guys rolling here?
Yeah, I mean, I think our defense this year has been great. I think Will's been great. I think Sam is one of the most underrated players in the country. I think he's the top two LSM right now. I think he can do everything. I think he can cover every kind of player. And he can score goals too. I don't know if you guys saw that first game and that first shot. That thing was humming.
Sick. Yeah.
That thing was humming. But yeah, I mean, they've been great. You know, I think it's like that first year is kind of tough learning a new system and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, I think they're doing great this year, and I'm excited to see what else they can bring.
How would you break down Gary as a coach and playing for Coach Gate?
I think he's one of the smartest coaches. Like he'll just like be like watching, and then all of a sudden he'll like call me over and be like, "All right, why don't you try doing, I don't know, like something like that?" And I was like, "All right," and then I'll do it, and it'll like go. I'll be like, "Wow!" but yeah, I mean, I think he's probably the smartest coach out there right now. You know, I think he's got a great mind for the game. You know, but yeah, I mean, it's been great.
Let you do your thing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's some structure, but yeah, he just like, you know, wants us to play the right way, but also have like, you know, also have fun and have a bit of structure to it. But yeah.
Hardest thing about transitioning, what would it be?
From high school to college?
Yeah, just be in high school, whatever, to now being here.
I'd say probably defense is being so focused on you and what you're doing, and you know, obviously the scouting is a little different from high school to college. In college, you have a full week, and high school, you'd be talking about what you're doing for that game during third period and gym class. So I think it's a little bit of a change that way. But yeah, I mean, it's been fun. It's been great.
You look at all this great stuff you've been doing and coming to Syracuse. What's the goal?
Win a national championship. You know, bring Cuse back, you know, to where it was, you know, to where it was pre-COVID, I think. But yeah, I mean, I think that's just our goal. You know, I think that's what we're working for, and you know, I think we're not that far away.
So. How close?
Not that far off, I would
not
say.
Not that far off?
No.
What needs to happen? What intangibles?
We're a very young team, so I think once we start getting more chemistry together and start playing together, you know, I think we'll be very good.
Discuss your girls' team. Great.
Oh, they're awesome.
Yeah.
They're sick right now.
Great women's lacrosse and what they've been able to do.
Yeah, I mean, they've been great. I mean, some Mount Sinai alums on that team have been awesome. The Tyrells have been great. But yeah, I mean, they've been good. It's actually pretty funny. Like, some of them have played for my dad, whether it's been like Team USA or, you know, something like that. But yeah, I mean, it's been cool. I mean, they've been great. You know, I think that's the best when, you know, when the girls team and the guys team are both good, which I think that's what we're trying to do here. But, you know, I mean, I don't want to talk about them too much.
You can't brag about them much.
Yeah, then, you know, I'm a big Stony Brook Seawolves girls fan right
there you go.
Now. So
I've had tons of Syracuse legends, you know, former alumni, as well as obviously current players and guys like you on the program over the years. And there's one question you always have to highlight, and that is when, you know, who these guys have played against. And in basketball, it's easy. You know, depending on who I'm talking to, they've played against guys like Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and whomever it might be.
Yep.
In lacrosse, who is the guy that you've competed against that totally blew your mind? Is there anybody that you just watch play?
Like, compete against or, like, have seen? Or
Some that you actually played against, you went up against. Is there anybody that you thought was, like, wow?
Yeah, so I think going up against Brett Maycar was pretty cool, you know, because, like, it's actually pretty funny. Last summer, he was actually, he coached one of my, like, teams.
For, oh,
like,
wow.
Like a showcase kind of thing. And then, like, now to, like, go, like, dodge against him, I was like, yeah, this is just pretty cool, you know? but yeah, I mean, I think he's the best defender in the country right now, you know, so to go up against him was great, you know? Obviously, we didn't get the win, but yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool. Awesome, yeah.
All right, now, someone you've watched, legends, besides Gary and Paul.
Casey Powell.
Casey.
And
why Casey?
I mean, I feel like our playing styles are pretty similar. You know, I try to play like him. Yeah, I mean, he was always a pass-first kind of guy. So, yeah, I mean, I kind of modeled my game off of him. And Rob Pennell as well. He's, you know, he was actually unreal at Cornell. So, yeah, I mean, I've been – my dad was coached the Lizards, you know, and I was lucky enough to, you know, to be able to talk to those guys a ton and, you know, to, you know, bounce ideas and, you know, just get, like, an idea of, like, you know, what it takes to be, like, where – they are, and yeah, and all that stuff.
You've always been a student of the game. Have you always liked?
Always. I'm a big
history guy.
I watch a lot of film too. So yeah, I mean, it's just something you love. What you got to do?
What else besides lacrosse? What are you into?
I love football. I'm a big football guy, and I love hockey.
Really?
I absolutely love.
Do you ever get on the ice and go around?
Oh yeah, I can skate. Yeah, we have actually over the break. We have like this golf course that's like pretty close to my house, and it was like a big pond, and it was lucky enough that the time I was home it
froze over.
We had I think it was my friend group and my brother's friend group, so we had like 20 kids out there, and we had like two games going. It was sick.
So we used to rent the ice.
Oh yeah.
So we'd rent the ice, and we'd have lacrosse pads on.
Yeah.
Like, we were just a bunch of scrubs, and we'd get and you'd just be popping each other.
It
was a blast.
Yeah.
Did that for years.
Oh yeah, and like the coolest part was like we had like four goalies too, like four guys like dressed up to like it was sick. It
ripping
was
shots at dudes.
Oh yeah. I mean, not many of us could like you know like we were all like lacrosse guys and baseball.
Yeah, but
guys,
still,
like,
yeah.
You know, it was.
Trying to get the puck off the ice.
It was a blast. Yeah, it was a blast.
We're talking to Joey Spallina, finishing up here real quick. Favorite food, what's something that you're like, I got to have this every day? Or is there pretty strict with your regimen? Or what do you like?
I actually said this yesterday. I think I could eat buffalo chicken pizza all the time.
No matter what, every day.
OIP has one of the best buffalo chicken
pizzas?
Slices that I've ever had.
That's right. How about Apex? What do you like there?
Oh, what did I have? The Cordon Bleu sandwich. Yeah. Oh, so good. It was actually unreal.
All right. Post-game meal. What's like a post-game and a pre-game? Is there anything you do?
Okay. Pre-game, I'm a big chicken parm guy.
All right.
Post-game.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of whatever's there.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, I'm not really picky with that stuff. I just eat. I'm just starving at that point.
Something or whatever it might be. Any rituals or any, I shouldn't say rituals, you superstitious at all? You
little bit.
Same?
I have like a certain thing I do, like certain routine. I I have to take like the very last shot of pregame.
So everyone should use
like the very like I'll wait till like everybody's done shooting and then I'll shoot and then you know.
Do they all know it now?
Yeah, it was something I did in high school. I had one of my friends, Alex Christou, who would pass me the ball and then I would shoot. But now it's Johnny Cohen.
So you're like wait. So yeah. Now it's the same thing.
Actually, pretty funny. My first goal I scored was with his stick.
Oh wow!
My stick broke like midway through. I think it was like the first play of the third quarter.
My stick broke, and
I've thrown with his stick before, and it like threw kind of similar to the way mine did. So I was like, all right, like I know the stick right now. I'll just
borrow this,
take it and go. And the very next shot I took was a goal with his stick. I was like, that's just unreal.
History, baby. Just like,
that's crazy.
That's awesome. Yeah, all right, so Joey Spillane on the program. Joey, obviously, tell us about tomorrow's game.
Yeah, I mean they're a great team, and you know they're a blue blood just like us. You know, I think it's gonna be a great game, and yeah, I'll be playing against some of my old teammates, which will be fun. But yeah, I mean they're a great team. They're very well coached. So yeah, I think it'll be a good one.
All right, love it, Joey Spillane in the studio. Terrific, the sensation, Joey Spillane, the freshman. Hakeem Warrick on deck from the 2003 National Championship coming out in a few minutes. We'll be right back. Yeah. ESPN Radio 97.7 and 100.1.
Check out the Boeheim Foundation Wilkins RV out and about near you. Please register for our Jim and Julie Boeheim Foundation Gala April 29th and our annual Jim Boeheim Golf Tournament June 13th at BoeheimFoundation.org. And you can round up your purchases at Wilkins to help our foundation and support children in our area. Thanks to Galaxy Media Group and CNY Central for their support of our community and foundation.
Get the weekend started at Huga's Alpine at Song Mountain in Tully with live music from Tim Heron at 6 p.m. Then keep the fun going on Saturday at the Puffin Bird at Lab as Colin Aberdeen performs at 4 p.m. Huga's Alpine on Friday and the Puffin Bird on Saturday for music, food, and fun. We have snow, and you'll have a great time. See you this weekend.
Home of the Syracuse Crunch, ESPN 97.7, 100.1, 1200 and 1440 a.m.
Before sunrise, Burn Dairy and Deli is preparing to fuel your day with hot coffee, donuts, muffins, breakfast sandwiches, and other morning staples. For lunch, grab a giant deli sandwich made the way you like it. Pizza, wings, wraps, or a fresh salad. Plus, something to wash it down. Then pick up dinner or a sweet treat and other pantry essentials. Now you can get your Burn Dairy and Deli favorites delivered with DoorDash. All day, every day, you can count on Burn Dairy and Deli. It's all good.
Be a hero. Wear legendary Syracuse University sports apparel from the University Sports Shop in Destiny, USA. And now through March 17th, get your orange apparel green. The True Fans apparel is at University Sports Shop.
And right now with a wee little bit of the green on it.
University Sports Shop, the largest selection of SU gear around. Jerseys, sweatshirts, hats, newborn to 5X, plus unique SU merchandise you won't find anywhere else. University Sports Shop, your go-to for game day. Visit them today in Destiny, USA.
Broadcasting live from Armory Square and the ESPN studios in downtown Syracuse, this is the Aflac Insurance Syracuse Legend Show, celebrating and highlighting the best current Syracuse athletes and those former Syracuse legends and greats. Here's your host, Mr. Mike Bristol, broadcasting live from the ESPN studios.
All right, back on it, the great Hakeem Warrick. Hack, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm good. How are you?
First of all, how you been? The last time I actually saw you was when we had that cruise, and we had Josh Pace, yourself. I had Hop there, coach, and you and I beat Hop and Pace and their crew. Do you remember that game on the cruise ship?
I do. I do remember that game.
Throwing alleys to you left and right.
It was too hot on that ship.
And you were delivering. What'd you say about the ship? What'd you say?
I said it was too hot out there.
Oh, yeah. We still won, though.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. All right, well, first of all, congratulations. You got to be what an honor it is, and we'd like to say congratulations to start things off.
Thank you. It's definitely an honor. And just